The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, I'm Anton Bentley, and you're listening to Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM. Today I'm in Morrison Square talking with Tania Nock, who is the Creative Director of Cultural Conversations. Thank you for having me in this space, Tania. It's really beautiful. I love the art and so on.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Now, I think many Nelsonians are aware of cultural conversations, but I'm not sure they all know what it's about and what you do here. Could you perhaps enlighten us a little bit about it and how Creative Conversations came to be?
Okay, so we started back in 2019, and that was part of Nelson Arts Festival. And it was really, the idea behind it was for 10 days, a project where members of the Sri Lankan, Bhutanese and Colombian communities held informal conversations and art presentations for the host community. And after doing 10 days, realised that that work was only just the beginning. So we set up as a trust within a year, and in 2020 we became Cultural Conversations Trust. So we're more of a permanent space in Morrison Square now.
Because you used to be in makeshift spaces, didn't you?
That's
so having
right.
Sort of a moving home.
Yeah, so they helped us at the beginning to find empty spaces in Nelson. So this is our third one, but we've now gone in on our own now. We still could have this property leased, so it's still temporary, but Morrison Square are so supportive, and uniquely Nelson as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. What was it about the project that really spoke to you that made you want to get involved and start it up in the first place?
Yeah, well, so for years I'd worked in the arts industry, and I just felt that something more had to be done with equity. I also felt with our migrant and former refugee community, they had big stories. They had left their homes. And what I was seeing is, even with beautiful events like Multicultural, it used to be Race Unity Day, mm-hmm. and the events around, gorgeous, but also Monday morning, people were back in the Sea Lord factory, people were back in, you know, working really, really long hours. And I thought, I want to make a difference to people's lives. And actually for them to have hobbies and for them to have a space in town where they can go. Some of our community have never, ever been into a cafe or a restaurant.
Oh, really?
That's right. So we often go out and we go and we see each other at these events. And I often go to events and I think, oh, I'm the only brown face here again. And I want to make that change.
Mm. Well, you obviously do a lot of work with refugees and migrants and so on. What kind of support and assistance do they receive? How does, I suppose, what are the benefits for them becoming involved with yeah. Creative Conversations?
Yeah. Cultural Conversations.
Cultural Conversations,
yeah.
Sorry.
So what's interesting is the concept with us is not a support service. So there are many amazing support services from Victory Community Centre, Red Cross, Multicultural, Nelson Tasman. So we are not so much a support service, but we home in on the talents from the communities, mainly in the arts. And it's more about preserving culture and what can we learn from you.
Right. And that's really important, that what can we learn from each other.
That's right.
Yeah. It's fantastic. So I've been very drawn to some of the projects from the Global Stitch Up, which I understand that they're created by refugee and migrant women, is that right?
Yeah, so we started as a sewing group and we wanted to start a conversation. So that was the other thing I was seeing in the migrant communities, particularly communities coming out and being part of the host community, but also keeping themselves to their own community. So my idea was, how about having a project where women, particularly from various ethnicities, come together and build relationships with each other and become friends, but also use it as a platform and a way to make a little bit of extra money and learn. So it's education, but also a little bit of a hobby earning for them as well.
Oh, fantastic. That's brilliant. Now, speaking of traditional crafts and that kind of thing, I understand Cultural Conversations is hosting one of the workshops for Nelson Jewellery Week.
Yeah, we've actually got two.
So, two? Oh, right.
Yeah. So on Tuesday the 18th, it's at 7 p.m. and it's actually full, we've got a workshop with Carolina Gorton, who I think you know.
I do know Carolina, yeah. Yes. Wonderful person.
So she's been involved with Cultural Conversations on various projects, which is wonderful. And she is leading a project called Sentimental Jewellery. So again, it's a way that we can talk about our families, a way we can talk about home with our jewellery.
Right.
So okay. That's on the Tuesday night?
Yep.
And then on the Wednesday night, we have got Saba and friends from Pakistan, and they've only been in Nelson 6 months, and they are going to do a workshop on making Jhumka earrings, which are beautiful. It's sort of threading with cotton around a cone template and then with some little jewels stuck on.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. So and are there...
There's a few spaces
few
for that.
Spaces
three
left.
Spaces left for that.
Right. If someone wanted to book in for that, how might they find out about it?
They go onto our website, www.culturalconversations.co.nz, and they go to our events and they can RSVP. If they can't RSVP, it means it's full.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But the one with Carolina has...
That's full. But the Jhumka one, which is the day after, 6 till 8 p.m. on the Wednesday, the 19th.
Now, Cultural Conversations has done a load of different things. What are some of the highlights for you over the time that it's been running?
So, I think that, obviously... When we started and at the Arts Festival, highlight was having a Sri Lankan dancer and the communities at the steps, and the road was closed and we had an evening of performances, Colombian dance, and the Sri Lankan community, the choir singing, that was beautiful. And then a year ago, we did a set of documentaries and podcasts on Courageous Conversations.
All right.
And that was linking in a member of the host community with a member of the migrant community. And so that was a 4-episode miniseries. So that was a real highlight. And I think the Global Stitch-Up has been a huge highlight because it's changing people's lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to have that... to know you're part of that change and
something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, absolutely,
yeah.
Something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah.
So, you run with volunteers here, do you?
Yeah, we do. We're very much grassroots. We're very much bottom up and rely on funding projects. And so we do have 4 regular people that we pay, but they do above and beyond. And we do have, when we have exhibitions, so we've got a film coming up for Tuku 23.
Oh, great.
So only for 6 days, from the 24th to the 30th of April. And then we have volunteers when we have like an exhibition going on.
So do the volunteers work with the refugee and migrant community as well, or are they sort of a...
If you wanted to do that, then you can sign up for the Red Cross for the resettlement.
So
sometimes volunteers with the Red Cross will bring women from the Global Stitch-Up to our sessions. So, if you have if we have a volunteer, it could be for various, for within the groups helping with sewing, or it might be for events. Yeah, it depends what we're doing because we do so many different things.
Right, and so obviously people can find out more about all the things on offer here, be it volunteering or the workshops,
yes,
or the incredible art and things that I'm being surrounded by at the moment, at www.culturalconversations.co.nz.
And then the best thing to do is subscribe to our newsletter when I put call out for something. So then you would receive those emails.
Fantastic. Now, on a slightly different tack, Tanya, because you are a woman of many talents, particularly with music and so on, and you're running a very different kind of event for Nelson Jewellery Week, one where we're being invited to dress up in gold and bling. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so that's the Voice Collective, which I recall, I think you were on the Put a Ring on It.
I was.
That was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
So Voice Collective's been on and off. COVID wasn't very kind to the Voice Collective, really, but that's been going for about 3 years. And so we tend to do it more because we lost beautiful Ghostlight Theatre. We tend to do it more when there's an event or something going on. And so Katie and Kay said, oh, it was such fun. Would you like to do another one? What should we do this time? And we just thought that would be such fun. And don't be put off just by gold. It's not gold jewellery, it's gold colour. We want it to be open to everybody. And Spandau Ballet.
Spandau
Ballet
Gold.
It's a great
Ballet
one
gold.
To really blast that one. You're indestructible.
Absolutely. Yeah. Take me back to my youth.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and I guess the gold is optional too. If you just want to come and sing, that's fine too.
Yeah, totally.
So it's a community choir, I suppose. Is that the best way to describe
it? Or it's a pop-up choir.
Pop-up choir.
Because it... You know, who the Voice Collective is whoever turns up on the night.
Right.
So we only sing that song once. We learn it in different parts for that 1 hour. Everybody is invited. You do not have to sing. In fact, if you think you can't sing, you're the right person to come.
Right.
If also you're a singer and you want a bit of a challenge, I put in some harmonies as well for those. A bit of movement.
I was amazed at... When I did Put a Ring on It, Beyonce, how fantastic we sounded after only an hour.
Yes.
And there were harmonies and all sorts of things. And, of course, some great choreography as well, which was really fun. Are we going to get choreography for gold?
I think we are.
Oh, fantastic.
I think we are.
Count me in. I'll be there.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Right. So Voice Collective, more of a pop-up thing now, tying in with events.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yes.
So we'll have to wait for the next big event.
Yeah, there's not another one planned after this one. So if you want to sing and you want to have a bit of fun, try and make that effort to come. So that's Monday the 17th at 6 p.m. at the Refinery.
Okay, and a kohau donation would be really appreciated.
Yes.
Look, that's fantastic. Thanks so much for talking to me today, Tanya. And I really look forward to us having another conversation sometime soon about some of the incredible things that you're doing.
Great, thank you.
Right. So I'm Anton Bentley, and you've been listening to Art for Art's Sake, broadcasting across the top of the South, available to download or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, Tanya. Talk soon. We've got a couple of moments before the next segment, so to get you ready for singing with Voice Collective, here is Spandau Ballet and Gold.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small.
My love is like a high prison wall, and you could leave me standing.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.